Jim McGovern from Massachusetts, 2nd District, Democrat in office since 1997, a progressive, a liberal. I want to start you out by asking you about the election and how it's going. You know, there were a lot of us who voted for Bernie in this election. You have Jill Stein out there. You obviously have more. Do you have to do a balancing act here now that Hillary is the candidate?
Look, I think Hillary, would make a great president. I've known her for 20 years, and I think she's a lot more progressive than people give her credit for. And I think she has the experience and the temperament to really do a good job. And I think there's a lot of substance behind her policy positions. And by the way, a lot of the positions that she's taken in this campaign are a direct reflection of Bernie Sanders and his supporters. I mean, we have the most progressive Democratic platform in the history of the Democratic Party. That's no accident. That's in large part because of the incredible effort of Bernie Sanders and his supporters. And so I think we have to come together and do what we can to elect somebody who I think will move this country in the right direction and stand up against, a demagogue and a bigot and a racist and somebody who I think really appeals to the worst instincts in this country. I've been through a lot of presidential elections in my lifetime, but I don't ever recall one as weird as this, where the nominee of a major party is so blatantly, bigoted, and I don't use that word lightly. I'm horrified by what I hear him say on the campaign trail.
Well, you know what horrifies me? The polls are showing a 6 to 10 point spread, but let's assume it's 6 points or 5 points. What does that say to you about the American public buying what you've just identified as bigoted and racist and all the rest?
Yeah. Well, look, clearly there's an element in this country that is very frustrated. A lot of people who are supporting Donald Trump, I don't think necessarily are as narrow-minded or as bigoted as he is. I mean, I think a lot of it is, people who feel frustrated and desperate and just, want to, provide a protest vote, if you will, or blow the whole system up. But there is an element out there that he's appealing to, this so-called alt-right movement, the extreme right in this country, that is steeped in kind of this white nationalism and and these really disturbing views that bother me greatly that there's anybody out there that supports them. Sure. Because it just, to me, goes against what this country is supposed to be about. But there is an element out there, and I think we need to fight back. That's why my belief is that we need to not only defeat Donald Trump, we need to defeat him significantly, because I don't want after this election there to be this view that that he's kind of paved a pathway for people to run for office, whether it's the local level or the state level or at the national level. I mean, I really do. I got to be honest with you. When I was back when this whole campaign began, I would listen to Jeb Bush or John Kasich or even Chris Christie. I disagree with them on almost everything. But I never really thought that if they won the election that Western civilization as we know it would come to an end. I have a very different feeling about Donald Trump. I worry not only of what he's doing in this country in terms of polarizing our nation. I worry about the signals he's sending all around the world. People are really horrified by the political, by the stance he's taken. And I'm nervous. I'm nervous about the tightness of the polls. I'm nervous that people are telling pollsters that they're not voting for him because they're too embarrassed to admit it. I wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, fearing that this guy could actually be president. And I think it would be so destructive for our country. And I'm going to do everything I can to try to, to help Hillary win, because again, I not only to defeat Donald Trump, but I mean, I have to be honest with you. I think she actually stands for things that, most progressives out there value.
I was watching the History Channel yesterday, and they were doing Hitler's rise to power. Now, I'm not calling Donald Trump Hitler, but I am saying what was frightening was watching some of the parallels. He loses an election big time. He sends his thugs out. You know, here's Trump being quoted as, beat him up. One rally. This really sends shockwaves through me.
Yeah, I was at the supermarket about a week ago, and a guy came up to me and he said to me, I find Donald Trump refreshing. I kept on walking with my cart, figuring I don't want to get into this discussion. And he said to me, he said, because unlike you, Donald Trump doesn't feel the need to be politically correct. And I turned to the guy and I said, look, this is not about political correctness. This is about decency. I have a 15-year-old daughter. The idea that the next president of the United States might be a man who has publicly referred to women as pigs, I find abhorrent. His comments about Muslims, about Mexicans, about even his comments about John McCain, basically belittling his service to our country because he was a prisoner of war. I mean, I go right down the list. This is not about political correctness. It's about basic decency. And I don't care whether you're a liberal or a conservative or somewhere in the middle. The bottom line is that we ought to value decency in our politics, because what's happening here is that if Donald Trump is successful, I think it's not only disastrous for our country in terms of his policies, but he turns politics, into a reality TV show, into a circus, and where people don't take it seriously. I mean, look, when we talk about Donald Trump, we're not talking about any issues. I mean, any policy with regard to issues. I mean, it's always about some inflammatory, off-the-wall comment he's made that's insulting somebody. And he's taken the worst of right-wing talk radio and kind of brought it into the mainstream. And again, I don't want that to be the future of how we do politics in this country. We need to go back to a time or try to recapture a time where we actually look at political elections as a time to elevate the issues and to have sensible discussions about what are the challenges and what are the solutions. But I have to tell you, I find this man frightening. I really do. And I wish the election were over. I wish it was today, because in politics, a week is a lifetime. But it is scary, because this is about not only the future of our country, but the future of the world.
Very quickly, because we only have a minute. He says that he's getting people ready to understand that this election was, quote, rigged. That's frightening, too, because it sets up, a sort of countervailing idea about politics and democracy.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, what he's saying is that if he loses, he's not going to accept the verdict of the voters. He's going to try to, whip up some conspiracy theory that the election was stolen. I mean, but this should be no surprise. I mean, Donald Trump was the guy who was behind questioning whether Barack Obama was a U.S. citizen. I mean, he has all these conspiracy theories, that about Hillary Clinton's health. I mean, it's just, on and on and on. I mean, he tells you that publicly that the National Enquirer is a great great newspaper and should have won Pulitzer Prizes for its reporting. I mean, I don't know anybody, even running for Board of Selectmen, who would ever say that they thought the National Enquirer was a respectable journal. But Donald Trump says it is. And so this is a guy who, who's made a career out of embracing conspiracy theories. And I worry about that, because we have in this country a tradition where you have hard-fought elections and then there's an end to it. And then when there's an end, we come together and we move forward. And, we ought to be figuring out ways to bring people together and not constantly driving wedges in our communities and dividing people. But it's yet another reason why I find his rise in politics very, very disturbing.
Jim McGovern is Massachusetts 2nd District Congressman. He's been in office since 1997. He's our friend, and he, for whatever reason he chooses, he continues to come back and talk to us, and we love him for that. Thank
My
you
pleasure.
Very much.